For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this Thursday, October 18th, 2018. The U.S. Justice Department has opened an investigation of child sexual abuse inside the Roman Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. That's according to two people familiar with the probe, who say federal prosecutors have served subpoenas to dioceses across the state that seek a trove of sensitive files and testimony from church leaders. The two people are not authorized to discuss the investigation and spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. These subpoenas follow the state grand jury report in August that detailed hundreds of allegations of children being sexually abused by priests in churches across Pennsylvania. The Allegheny County Health Department has levied a $620,000 fine against U.S. Steel for air pollution violations in the second quarter of 2018. It's the second fine this year against the Clairton Coke Works. In June, county officials fined U.S. Steel $1 million in the two previous quarters. The company is appealing that fine but has received county approval of its action plan to reduce emissions. Those measures must begin by Friday, November 2nd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. should give the Saudis more time to investigate the disappearance and suspected murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi. Critics say the Saudis should not be trusted to investigate themselves. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
Secretary Pompeo insists that the Crown Prince and the King have given him their word that they are going to be transparent in this and they are committed to finding the answers. But again, it's only their word.
An infectious disease specialist at UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh has general information for parents worried about the polio-like disease known as AFM. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio reports.
While acute flaccid myelitis has raised fears among parents this fall, Dr. John Williams, who heads pediatric infectious disease at Children's, says,
"Yes, this is scary. Yes, it can be a very serious disease, but it's extremely rare.
Most cases in kids under 18, usually 5 to 7. Symptoms are weakness in the arms and legs. Some recover fully, some partially, a few will not. Because viruses can cause AFM, Dr. Williams says the best prevention is the same way you'd avoid a cold. Children's is treating 3 cases. The CDC confirms 38 nationally. Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's much more dangerous for everyone on the road when a teenage driver has only teen passengers in the vehicle. New research by AAA shows the overall death rate increases 51%. It's even higher for occupants of other vehicles, up to 56%. AAA East Central's Jim Garrity makes several recommendations.
Allow no more than one non-family member passenger under the age of 20 to ride with a teen during the first 6 months of their driving.
Pennsylvania law says a teen may not drive with more than one unrelated passenger under the age of 18 for the first 6 months, unless there's a parent or guardian in the vehicle. Details on these stories and more at kdkaradio.com. I'm Jennifer Bloodworth for the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.